In 2011, Australia passed the Tobacco Plain Packaging Bill in an attempt to reduce the amount of smokers with a green pack of cigarettes. Later, vapors and e-cigarettes arrived in Australia, but not everything is good news. In Australia, around 14% of 12 to 17-year-olds have tried an e-cigarette which contains nicotine. The federal government has mandated all liquid nicotine needs to be prescribed by a GP as a way to reduce the addiction, but vapors are exempt and available. I started asking CEO of Smokeenders Philip Feinstein about the vaping statistics on children.
The figures of young children smoking in Australia, it's really a sad situation because many of them as young as 12 years old are joining their friends, and that's a big thing too, because for young kids, you know, it's smoking makes them seem like they're older and more sophisticated. But now, compared to the old days when they'd be smoking cigarettes, now it's vaping, and now they start vaping. And statistics are showing that one in five children are getting involved in vaping. It's a shocking situation. It really is.
Now, the other thing is that around 14% of students aged 12 to 17 have used an e-cigarette. Where are they getting these products from?
The e-cigarettes is a very interesting one because there's a difference between the ordinary vaping equipment and the e-cigarette. The e-cigarettes are actually manufactured in China and they're imported illegally into Australia, and they are buying them from all sorts of places. I personally have been to a few tobacconists in Sydney, and as soon as I ask for an e-cigarette, they're very wary because maybe I'm from the authorities. But when a young kid walks in, I'm sure it's very easy for them to buy an e-cigarette. An e-cigarette has got nicotine in, and they don't set it alight. There's actually a little battery inside, and that's how they start smoking it. So the e-cigarettes have actually got nicotine in it. The other type of vaping doesn't necessarily have nicotine in it. It's up to them what they put inside.
What are some of the issues do you find about e-cigarettes or vapors in Australia?
It's interesting because both of those pieces of equipment, they're working off a battery, a little battery inside. And what happens is when the person is smoking, whichever of those two they're smoking, when the substance that they are smoking is finished, and it doesn't have to be nicotine, it might be a flavored thing like bubblegum flavor or something. When that's finished, if they keep puffing away, they are now puffing the remnants or the chemicals that are inside the battery. And that is bad news because, you know, we're talking about chemicals that the human body should not be taking in.
Probably that's even worse than having a regular cigarette, I guess.
Oh, yes. And not only is it worse, but the problem also is that when they buy the e-cigarettes, they've got no idea how much nicotine is inside that product. When smoking cigarettes, there's different levels of nicotine. Unfortunately, our government stopped listing the nicotine levels many years ago, but one can still ask a tobacconist for a very, very mild brand or a medium brand, etc., and that will signal how much nicotine is in there. But when it comes to vaping, they've got no idea how much is in there. And a person who would normally be smoking a cigarette, say, of a lowish one of, say, 0.8 milligrams of nicotine, when they're vaping, they're actually taking in as much as 9 times that amount of nicotine. So it's in many ways, it's a lot worse than smoking. A lot worse.
Some smokers claim e-cigarettes or vaping are used as a transition tool to quit smoking. Why do you think this claim is not true?
First of all, smokers are looking for a quick fix. Everybody wants a quick fix for anything. So until recent times, smokers have been going for patches or gums or tablets, etc., which is a quick fix, which is not very effective. But the problem over here now is even with the vaping thing, that's also looked at as a quick fix as well, because the whole point is that people don't just smoke because of nicotine addiction. They smoke when they're happy and sad and stressed and bored and lonely and on the phone, in the car, when the kids are screaming. There's many, many reasons why people smoke. And if nicotine was the only reason why people smoke, they could stop smoking tomorrow. And after 3 or 4 days, all the nicotine is out the system. But then if they have any cravings for the cigarette, it's not the nicotine. It's mental. It's in their head.
The federal government is mandating to ask a prescription for liquid nicotine for e-cigarettes. So what's the dilemma here for GPs?
That's a very good question what you're asking there. First of all, the government in Australia, unlike New Zealand, they say in order to get liquid nicotine to put inside the vaping device, you need to get a prescription from your doctor first. So I have actually been to many, many doctors just saying to them, can I get a prescription for the nicotine thing? I'm yet to find one doctor who will say yes. So the first thing is it's very difficult to even get doctors to give the prescription.
That was CEO of Smokeenders, Philip Feinstein.